So this is Adam and the Dollar Man. I'm here at Heroes Con 2010. I'm here with Joey Weiser.
Hello.
I'm redoing the beginning of this interview, of maybe the entire one. We'll see how much longer it goes now.
Yeah.
It's the end of the day. I've spaced out twice during this interview. Joey and I tried to get an interview at Fluke earlier.
Right.
Recapping everything we said before.
Didn't happen, but we're talking today.
Sort of, maybe. Yes, it says we are. You did a fundraiser. I post a link to it on our site.
Right.
To collect money for the publishing of Cavemen in Space.
Right, my new graphic novel.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, long story short, it ended up well. I got all the funding I needed, plus a little bit more, and it's debuting at the show. It came out in comic shops a few weeks ago, but this is the first show it's been at. I ran it through my website, so I did it all myself. It was handled through PayPal, which was really easy, and with different levels of donation, you got different rewards.
Interview's definitely sped up the second time around, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've got my Spark Notes.
Yeah, and the different awards, basically, like, you had different original art, and you had copies of the book.
Right, I did some, like, custom art. Like, yeah. I would draw anything anybody wanted. I offered...
I was going to do that. God, it was like $300. I really wanted to. Oh, my God.
Yeah, the highest level was, like, everything basically of mine that I had on hand to send to somebody, plus an appearance in my webcomic, Monster Isle, and I had one donor do that. And
really?
Yeah, yep. So if you go a few weeks, I don't know, a month or two back in Monster Isle, you'll see a dude in there that doesn't look like he belongs.
So tell us a little bit, now we can slow back down. So tell us a little bit about Cavemen in Space.
Well, it's the story of a tribe of cavemen who are brought to the future by a scientist, and they live on a space station. And it's mostly about them trying to adjust to their new life, as well as meeting aliens and things like that.
And I will have to be picking up one of those here, because I didn't actually contribute to, even though I really
that's
wanted
okay.
to. I wanted to get the original art.
Oh,
I really
yeah. Well,
that.
Maybe
I actually thought
it,
I was actually working on saving up for it so I could do that. I just finished reading The Ride Home.
Oh, excellent.
Which I picked up from you at Fluke, which I kept seeing everywhere, and I had no. I was like, why do I keep seeing this?
Yeah.
But I bought it, and I read it a couple days ago. And I enjoyed it. It's a very heartwarming story.
That was my first graphic novel, published in 2007 by Ad House Books. Mm-hmm. Ad House distributed Cavemen in Space. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a story about a gnome who lives in a van and meets sewer dragons and things like that.
An awesome sewer dragon. Apparently his employees, not too big on him.
Well, you know.
Seems like a
no
nice
matter
guy,
how
as long
cool
as
you are,
him,
if you're the boss.
So you said you have your webcomic as well.
Yeah, I have a webcomic, which I don't have anything. I haven't printed anything from it. No mini comics or anything yet, but I might eventually. It's called Monster Isle. It's about some giant monsters who live on an island and just their day-to-day life.
How often do you update that?
That's once a week. It's actually a weekly strip in the local Athens newspaper. It used to be in a free weekly paper called Jake, but then that closed its doors, and I've moved it since then to the Athens Banner-Herald, which is like the regular paper there. And every Thursday, it's in the paper in print, and then also on my website. So that's tragic-planet.com/Monster Isle, one word. And it's a really fun... I feel really loose with Monster Isle. It's once a month I do a handful of strips for the next coming month, and I try to stay about a month ahead, and it's just something I can use to kind of get out my extra ideas and things that I, you know, think are funny and stuff like that. And I think that's one of the reasons why I haven't done a print version of it, is to kind of enjoy the no pressure aspect of it. It's just like, I'll do the strip, it'll be in the paper, which is awesome, it'll be online, some people read it. I'd like for people to read it, but I don't do a super hardcore job trying to promote it or anything, because it's just something kind of fun that I do.
So somebody could have actually collected all of your news strips by now.
True.
And have them, like, stapled together and sit in a little dark
it's
room.
Possible.
And just kind of pet them.
Yeah, right.
I'm just saying, that could be.
Yeah, we're approaching the first year of being collected. And if someone was devoted enough, they can have a nice little booklet, a nice little I don't know, Chick Track sized booklet. Nah, it's not quite that small, but yeah.
Are you taking a little break and kind of promoting the Caveman in Space, or are you already on to any other projects?
I have started a new mini-comic series, Merman, which a five-issue subscription was offered through the fundraiser.
Yeah.
And I've got the first two issues, done, and issue three is set for SPX to come out and should be done sometime next year. And hopefully I've got plans for beyond issue five, but the five issues is a single arc, and we'll see where it goes from there.
So you will be at SPX?
Yes. I will be at SPX, and I will be at San Diego this year. So those are my two next shows coming up.
Awesome. Well, I'll see you at SPX, man.
Okay, awesome. Yeah.
And what was that website again?
TragicPlanet.com with a hyphen in between. So TragicPlanet.com.
Awesome.
Or you can Google Joey Weiser or something. That'll show
and how
you.
Do you spell Weiser?
Weiser's W-E-I-S-E-R.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Joey. Okay. I'm glad
you.
We finally got this. Finally.
Yes.
Again.